Good morning, 6:33. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Last night, dozens of Syrian refugees living in Philadelphia met with longtime residents at the Reading Terminal Market and sat down for dinner. In the shadow of the new executive order banning immigration from Syria, the new neighbors got to know each other by sharing their native dishes. WHYY's arts and culture reporter Peter Crimmins was there.
It's called Breaking Bread, Breaking Barriers. It's the third in a series of dinners coordinated by the Reading Terminal Market, meant to foster dialogue between different international cultures in the city. It's just a coincidence that this event with invited Syrian refugees, which was planned months ago, would happen just days after President Trump signed an executive order temporarily banning Syrians from entering the United States. Ahmed Al-Omar came to Philadelphia 4 months ago with his wife and six children. He fled the city of Idlib, which is near Aleppo and held by rebel forces. Through an interpreter, Al-Omar says he was surprised by the welcome he and his family received in Philadelphia.
America is only the government. We don't know who the people are. When we came here, it was beyond our expectation to find people that are very, very nice, people that are extremely welcoming and like to help others.
Welcome to the Reading Terminal Market, the greatest food market in this country.
That's Jack McDavid. He's the owner of the Down Home Diner in the Reading Terminal. For a crowd of about 80 people, half Syrian, half Philadelphian, he demonstrated three dishes.
One's going to be a blackened catfish, the second's going to be collard greens, and the third's going to be butternut squash. I cooked this all from my heart. This is the way we invite people into our home, into our country, and into our life. Welcome to our life. Thank you.
Everything he said was translated, but here the translator got stuck because there's no Arabic word for collard greens.
I couldn't know the names you mentioned.
On the other side of the kitchen, a pair of brothers from Syria who run a Middle Eastern shop in the terminal prepared falafel and hummus. Everyone tucked in and shared food stories. It was a good time for a lot of them, but there was a side of fear. Laura and her sister, two young women who did not want their full names used for fear their family back home would be punished, came to the States 4 years ago on student visas to study English, and then the war broke out. Their family had to flee their home, which was burned down by government forces rooting out rebels. They graduated but could not return to Syria, so they applied for asylum.
We are scared. We have no place to go. Literally, they just burned our house. They took it, they burned it. We don't have any place to go. We don't have any chance.
Since we came here, we didn't see our parents, our oldest sister, so we need to see them.
They came to this dinner to meet new people and get a sense of security through food. Through interpreters, the people described to each other their favorite foods, like Spanish paella, Venezuelan empanadas, Jamaican jerk chicken, and Syrian kibbeh. And they talked about the weather, like how do winters in Syria compare to a winter in Philly.
It is very cold, but we get warm from your hearts.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.